heritage, our rich 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 heritage. They love him more than their souls. They sacrifice themselves for the sake of Rasulullah.
Dear viewers, Alhamdulillah, right now we're standing in front of the area where the blessed house of none other than our master Sayyiduna Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu was situated. You can see towards my right hand side the boundary wall, the four walls right behind me. This is where the blessed house of Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu was situated, and next to it is also a well that you can see in the video. And this is at the moment also undergoing construction at the moment. Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu, an embodiment of excellences, an embodiment of virtues. He radiallahu anhu was born in 38 Hijri in Madinatul Munawwara. And he radiallahu anhu, who is he? He is the son of Sayyidul Shuhada, Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu, the grandson of the Lion of Allah, Mawla Mushkil Kusha, Aliul Murtaza, Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, and the Lady of Paradise, Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha, and the great grandson of our master, the best of the creations, the Holy Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu was born in 38 Hijri in Madinatul Munawwara. And do you know what his name was? We know him as Imam Zainul Abidin. Zainul Abidin was one of his titles, but his name was Ali. And due to his abundance of worship, how much he would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his title became famous as Sajjad and Zainul Abidin. Zainul Abidin meaning the beauty of worshippers. This is our master, Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu. So we learn that his name was Ali, but because of abundantly worshipping Allah Almighty, he was known as Sajjad and Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu. Regarding his upbringing, it is narrated that he remained in the upbringing of his beloved grandfather, Mawla Mushkil Kusha, the Lion of Allah, the fourth Caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, for 2 years. Then, for 10 years, he was looked after by his paternal uncle, Sayyidina Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, radiyallahu anhu. Then, for approximately 11 years, he, radiyallahu anhu, attained the ranks of wisdom and ma'rifah, spirituality, under the supervision of his blessed father, Imam Ali Maqam, Imam Hussein, radiyallahu anhu. So you can imagine what great upbringing Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abidin, radiyallahu anhu, had. He was brought up by Mawla Mushkil Kusha, Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, by Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba radiyallahu anhu, and by Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiyallahu anhu himself. So we've learned about him, what his titles were, where he was born, and the reasons for his great titles, what they were. Regarding his love and reverence for Khulafa Rashideen, meaning Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan, and of course his grandfather, Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib, Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. He had deep, deep passion of reverence and love for Khulafa Rashideen, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. And he also had a very great passion, a great eagerness, yearning to acquire religious knowledge. He, radiyallahu anhu, was that personality who would remain safe from even ambiguous things, those that were doubtful things, he would avoid them. This was his personality. We, ma'adallah, don't even take care of haram and halal, but he, radiyallahu anhu, would even remain, would abstain from ambiguous things, those that were doubtful. Further, it is stated that amongst his habits was treating relatives kindly, generosity, giving hidden sadaqah in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many other excellences, many other virtues of Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu. To learn those, to learn more about this very personality, Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu, let's go to our studios.
SubhanAllah, dear viewers, we were just in front of that sacred location where this great Imam, the embodiment of piety, Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu, lived. That is where the blessed house of Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu was. Dear viewers, Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu, he is the fourth Imam and Shaykh of the Qadiri Razavi spiritual chain. And when we talk about His excellence, His virtues, His piety, that is second to none. Those individuals who themselves are upon the rank of excellence, they speak very high of Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu. They praise him immensely and mention that there was no one like him in that era. The likes of Imam Zuhri state that in my era, I have not seen any Qurayshi more excellent than Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu. Subhanallah. And Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu would look at Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu and refer to him as the beloved of the beloved. Subhanallah. When we talk about the character, the noble traits of Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu, then we come to know that he inherited them from his illustrious forefathers. What is his chain of forefathers? Imam Hussein, the leader of the martyrs, Imam Ali Maqam, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, is his father. Then the lion of Allah, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, is his paternal grandfather. Then the final messenger of Allah, the best of the creation, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, is his grandfather. So look at the chain of his forefathers. So he radiallahu anhu inherited those traits, that character, from his illustrious forefathers. Now let's talk about the name of Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu. We earlier mentioned that Zainul Abidin was his title, it wasn't his original name. Now his name was Ali, which his beloved father Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu kept out of the love for his father Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. So Zainul Abidin was his title, yet his name was Ali. Now when we talk about his titles, his titles were Sajjad, Zainul Abidin, Sayyidul Abidin, and Amin. And his patronymics, his kunya, are known as Abu Muhammad, Abu Hassan, Abu Qasim, and Abu Bakr. These four kunyas are associated with Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu. So we learn over here that his name was Ali, and Zainul Abidin was one of his titles amongst other titles. Now, dear viewers, when we delve further into the seerah of Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu, we become perplexed and amazed due to the noble traits that he radiallahu anhu possessed. Whether it was the element of generosity, whether it was piety and taqwa, whether it was the passion to free slaves for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it was the offering of nawafil, whether it was the reciting of Quran, that was the passion that he radiallahu anhu had to perform all these noble deeds was amazing. And only if we can take one lesson from all these traits of his, who he himself is an embodiment of virtues, an embodiment of trait. Only if we can take one trait out of his seerah and duly act upon it, or try to duly act upon it, we will be successful. Let's talk about his generosity. Now, he radiallahu anhu belonged to the family from where the generosity is distributed. He is from the Ahlul Bayt. The Ahlul Bayt are the most generous of the families of this earth. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is that fountain from which the generosity is distributed and divided. Now, Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu also inherited this very trait from his forefathers. And he radiallahu anhu was always prepared to sacrifice everything of his for the sake of Islam. And it is stated that he radiallahu anhu sacrificed all his wealth for the sake of Islam twice. On two occasions, he radiallahu anhu sacrificed all of his wealth for the sake of Islam. And his generosity was at such a level that leaves the intellect of a person completely amazed. Now, there were few poor families in Medina, and their financial expenses were looked after by someone. Now, every month, the relevant provisions to spend the entire month were sent to their homes, and they didn't know that who is sending these provisions, from which individual this aid is coming. So their financial expenses were looked after by someone. Yet no one knew who's helping these families. Now, eventually, what happens is that Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu, who also lived in that era at that time, he radiallahu anhu passed away from this mortal world. That is when this financial aid, this looking after of this, came to an end. And this is when those people came to know, and everyone else came to know, that it was none other than Imam Zainul Abideen Ali Awsat radiallahu anh, who was looking after the expenses of those families. Who was looking after those families financially, and who was making all those provisions reach their houses on monthly basis or daily basis whenever they needed them. And no one knew that who is rendering this aid to them. Only when he radiallahu anh passed away, they came to know that it was him. Why? Because this help was now stopped. It came to an end. This was the element of sincerity that Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu anh had, that no one else besides Allah Almighty knew that he is doing this. Subhanallah. This is just one example of his generosity. There are so many other examples, but this is just one example that we brought before you, just to get a glimpse and gist of the greatness of generosity that this great Imam he possessed. Now, moving further, dear viewers, let's talk about the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he radiallahu anhu possessed. Now, the fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he possessed was again something amazing. It is stated that when he radiallahu anhu would perform wudu, his face would turn pale due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now his family members, his household asked him that, why does this state overcome you during wudu, during ablution? Why does this state overcome you? To which he replied that, do you know whom I'm going to stand in front of? Look at the reply of Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu anhu. That, do you know before whom would I stand? I'm performing wudu, I'm going to offer salah, or I'm going to stand in the court of my Lord Almighty, I'll present myself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you know in whose court I will be presenting myself in? Once after putting on ihram, he radiallahu anhu did not utter labbaik, talbiyah, which we need to utter when we put on our ihram. He radiallahu anhu didn't utter talbiyah. He didn't say labbaik. Now, people said to him that, you didn't say labbaik, you didn't utter talbiyah. To which he replied that, I fear lest Allah does not accept my hajj and reply, la labbaik, meaning, I do not accept your presence. Allahu Akbar. Then he radiallahu anhu recited labbaik in a loud voice. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika laka. Talbiyah. He radiallahu anhu now uttered in a loud voice. Consequently, what happens? He falls off his camel unconscious out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This routine continued for him throughout this hajj, which demonstrates the highest level of Allah's fear that he possessed. Allahu Akbar. These are just a few accounts that we brought before you regarding his fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whilst performing wudu, the complexion of his face would change. Whilst performing hajj, he wouldn't call out talbiyah with the fear lest a reply is given from the court of Allah, la labbaik. This is the fear that he had. But yet, in the light of shari'i ruling, subhanallah, he would utter labbaik and then he would perform hajj. But yet, as soon as he would utter labbaik, he would fall unconscious. Now, what do we learn from this? Again, we come to know about his great level of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he possessed. But then we also come to know that when sharia matters, when the rulings of sharia are there, then we need to abide by the rulings of sharia. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us abide by the sharia, not take us away from the rulings of sharia. So no matter whatever happens, we are bound by the rulings of sharia, by the rulings of Islamic law. It is necessary upon us to abide by it. The more we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we will act upon the rulings of sharia. Staying away from the rulings of sharia, not acting in accordance with the rulings of sharia, and then claiming that we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this doesn't work out this way. So the more we fear Allah Almighty, the more we will act upon the rulings of sharia, which again we saw a glimpse of in the seerah of Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu anhu. Now when we talk about his love for salah, the sincerity and submissiveness he had during salah, there was also of remarkable level. He radiallahu anhu would offer 1,000 raka'at of nawafil every night. And one night it is stated that whilst offering nawafil, his house was caught up with fire. Now all the people, they started to extinguish the fire in the house, Wazhi radiallahu anh continued to offer nawafil with full submissiveness and servitude. Afterwards, when people got control over the fire and it was extinguished, they said to Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anh that your house was caught up with fire whilst you continue to offer nawafil without showing any signs of panic. To which, listen to the reply of Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anh. He replied that you were trying to extinguish this fire whilst I was trying to extinguish the fire of the hereafter. Allahu Akbar, dear viewers. Where are we going to find such examples from? This fire around you, you can imagine what would be the state of panic of a person. But Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu continues to offer nawafil with full submissiveness. And when people, they question him, look at the faith refreshing, the faith enlivening answer he gives, the thought provoking answer he gives, that you were extinguishing the fire of this dunya whilst I was busy extinguishing the fire of the hereafter. Subhanallah, this was the level of Allah's fear that he possessed, the passion to offer salah that he possessed. Carrying further, dear viewers, we know that Islam encourages us to be tolerant, to be forgiving. And how Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu would forgive and be tolerant, that was also amazing. Now once, a servant of Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu was helping him perform wudu. Now meanwhile, the pot that the servant was using to help Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu perform wudu, that dropped from the hand of the servant and fell on the blessed face of Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu, which resulted in injuring his blessed face. Now Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu raised his head and looked at the servant. And the servant straight away recited the verse of the Quran, which is based upon the virtues of forgiveness and tolerance. As soon as Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu heard this verse of the Quran, he radiallahu anhu not only forgave the servant, but also said that go, you are free for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. As soon as the verse on forgiveness and tolerance was heard by Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu, straight away, he forgives the servant, because of whom his blessed face got injured. And straight away, he radiallahu anhu not only forgives the servant, but also sets the servant free for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Now, another incident occurred where there was an individual who spoke ill of Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu. Now, when the great Imam, our master, Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu, came to know about that very individual, then he radiallahu anhu personally visited that very person and treated him with great kindness and benevolence. Now what happens is that the person, due to the affectionate treatment of Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu, repented from his behavior and affiliated himself with the great Imam. Subhanallah. You see, dear viewers, again, kindness, benevolence, forgiveness, tolerance are those virtues and traits that attract people towards you. And the example of which we saw in this very incident, where Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu not only forgave the person who spoke ill of him, but he treated him with kindness. Eventually what happens? The person himself grows closer to Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu, and he becomes affiliated with Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu. Subhanallah. Many poets have also written odes regarding the kindness and generosity of Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu. And dear viewers, it also carries great lesson for us as well, that we should also be kind, tolerant, and forgiving in our lives as well. We should also adopt these very traits in our nature, in our character, so that we can also follow in the footsteps of Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu, and we can also be kind-hearted towards other people, and other people can also affiliate themselves with us, so we can also propagate the message of Islam nicely to them. Subhanallah. Let's talk about the element of reciting the Quran of Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu. Subhanallah. Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu, his passion to recite the Quran was also remarkable. Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu anhu states that when my grandfather, Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu, would recite the Quran, the beauty of his recitation attracted people towards him, and the listeners would be so overwhelmed with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that one didn't know the condition of the other. Subhanallah. This was the sincerity and the piety of Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu that also reflected through his recitation of the Quran. But at the same time, we come to know regarding his love for the recitation of the Quran, that he radiallahu anhu would recite the Quran in such a beautiful voice and with such sincerity that would attract people towards him. And this recital of his, this recitation of Quran of his, would make people so overwhelmed in the fear of Allah that they wouldn't know the condition of others. One wouldn't know the condition of others. This was the state of the recital of Quran of Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu an. And at the same time, dear viewers, if we contemplate our own state, if we ponder upon our own state, that what is our passion and our state regarding the love for reciting the Quran? How much Quran do we recite? Subhanallah. These were just a few glimpses of the character of Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu, where we spoke about his generosity, his fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his tolerance, his element of forgiveness, his love for offering salah and nawafil, his love for reciting the Quran. Very briefly, we just covered some of the virtues, the noble traits of Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu, which shows that he radiyallahu anhu was indeed an embodiment of virtues, an embodiment of nobility. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu was also amongst the Husseini caravan that left for the field of Karbala, but he radiyallahu anhu was ill. That's why the Yazidi army abstained from martyring Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu, and the lineage of Husseini Sayyids, the Husseini Sadat, continued from Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu. And he radiyallahu anhu also held an acclaimed rank when it came to knowledge. Many esteemed tabi'een, they acquired knowledge from Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu and narrated hadith from Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu. Dear viewers, when we talk about the martyrdom of Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu and how he departed from this mortal world, it is again something that leaves us perplexed and astonished as to such sacred personalities gave such sacrifices for the sake of Islam, which leaves the intellects of people completely amazed and astonished that these personalities, they did so much for us. Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu was poisoned by Walid bin Abdul Malik and attained martyrdom on 18th of Muharram and, according to some narrations, on 12th of Muharram 94 Hijri at the age of 57 or 58 in Madinatul Munawwara. And he radiyallahu anhu was buried in Jannatul Baqi. That's where his blessed shrine is. Now, dear viewers, another faith-refreshing event took place after the passing of Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu. Now, what happened was that the camel of Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu rested its head on the blessed shrine of Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu. And Imam Baqir radiyallahu anhu, he comes and he tries to move the camel away, but the camel refused to move away. And Imam Baqir radiyallahu anhu, in the end, he said that this camel will also die at the same very place. And this is also exactly what eventually transpired, where the camel also passed away, where the shrine of Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu was situated. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah Almighty shower His mercies and blessings upon Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu, and may Allah Almighty forgive us all for the sake of this great Imam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Our rich heritage, 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 our rich heritage.